This is the story about...
I want to do it too.
Okay.
One, two.
This is Precious Lives.
Stories about kids.
Teens.
Guns.
Guns.
And how we end the violence.
Bye-bye.
Because we are precious.
I'm Eric Vaughn. This is Precious Lives.
911, where's your...
Hello.
Agency?
Hello. I want to report a stolen Porsche from Concourse Motors. Guy has a gun. Black Porsche.
On August 1st, 2015, Glendale Police Officer Eric Guzzi was at an event at the pet store that had raised money for his dog's ballistic vest. Then the call came in.
And he's got a gun. Black Porsche. Brand new. Stickers on the window.
Officer Guzzi had gotten carjacking calls before, but this one would change his life. The dash cam in Officer Guzzi's squad car captured most of it. The black Porsche racing from Glendale to Milwaukee. The driver crashing the car and running onto a playground. Officer Guzzi running after him. Puffs of smoke from the gun battle.
Somebody hit the fence. Shot fire! Shot fire!
Officer Guzzi was grazed.
All things calling me out. I've been hit!
He returned fire, and DeAndre Wise was shot in the leg.
I've been hit. So is the suspect. 1308 Cottage.
Precious Lives producer Emily Foreman attended the sentencing hearing for DeAndre Wise.
There aren't any seats left in the courtroom gallery. Half of the Glendale Police Department fills the pew-style benches. They're there to support Officer Eric Guzzi. He's in the gallery, too, gripping a sheet of notes. The gallery is for spectators, and the court scene takes place on the other side of a clear, bulletproof partition. The proceedings pipe through an intercom in the ceiling.
Here's my thought about that.
Judge Frederick C. Rosa invites about a dozen Glendale cops to sit in the jury box beyond the partition.
Yeah, come on back.
To make room for DeAndre Wise's family and friends in the gallery.
Well, we just might as well get them in there.
DeAndre supporters sit on one side, and Officer Guzzi's supporters consolidate on the other. Kind of like what you'd see at a wedding. Two sides separated by an aisle. 29-year-old DeAndre Wise enters through a side door, separate from the gallery. He's wearing an orange jumpsuit. His hands are cuffed to a chain around his waist. An officer grips his arm above the elbow and leads him to the table where his defense attorney, Bridget Krause, waits. A news photographer in the gallery leans as far forward as the plexiglass permits to capture DeAndre's entry. And the sentencing starts.
Are both sides ready to proceed to sentencing today? The state is prepared.
We're prepared.
Before August 1st, 2015, Officer Eric Guzzi and DeAndre Wise appear to have little in common, except that they're both dads. But now they share 10 life-changing minutes. The dash cam in Officer Guzzi's squad car captured all of it. Officer Guzzi narrates the video now playing in the courtroom.
He's loading a semi-automatic AK-47 type rifle. I saw it right away.
You can see DeAndre Wise's back. He runs onto the crowded playground, around a building, and out of view.
As you see me go around the building, you'll see puffs of smoke as his rounds start hitting that building. Almost hit that girl.
The girl jumps back to dodge a bullet, and Judge Rosa winces.
You can stop it.
Then Officer Guzzi sits down next to the district attorney to read his statement.
The car chase, the gun battle, the foot chase, the feeling of being lost and alone and not knowing where I was, with blood dripping into my eyes. I've replayed the events of that day in my head almost every day since.
The blood was from a graze wound. He tells the court that talking to a counselor has been helpful, and his wife watches from the gallery. The woman next to her holds her throughout the sentencing.
I have to thank hope that my children are too young to understand that they nearly lost their dad. I ask you, Judge, please take into consideration everything I've told you. I know that DA Stengel has recommended 40 years. I ask that you consider the max.
DeAndre Wise is 29, so in 40 years, he'd be 69. Officer Guzzi has a one-year-old son and wants to make sure that his son is an adult before DeAndre Wise gets out. Which also means DeAndre Wise's son would be grown then, too.
Just state your name and spell it.
DeAndre's younger sister also makes a statement.
Mary Alice Wise, M-A-R-Y hyphen capital A.
Because Mary Alice Wise doesn't want her nephew to grow up without his dad. like she did.
First of all, I would just like to say that I'm not trying to downplay anything that has happened to you, Officer Uzi. On behalf of our family, we would like to say sorry for anything that you're going through, and I hope you find a peace and healing going through this. But also that my brother is also a father who is very active in my nephew's life. He's not someone...
Mary Ellis Wise says DeAndre helped raise her and her other brother.
My brother was obviously going through something that day, and I don't believe his intention was to hurt you. I believe he wanted you to hurt him. On that same day, August 1st, he was at my cousin's house, and he was talking about committing suicide.
DeAndre Wise's attorney, Bridget Krause, also says DeAndre told her that he had intended to commit suicide that day in a Porsche. But that's not what happened.
Mr. Wise tells me all along he didn't want to hurt the officer, but he did shoot in the direction of the officer multiple times.
Attorney Krause had a doctor evaluate DeAndre's mental health. This was the first time a professional put a name to what was brewing inside of him, emotionally unstable personality disorder. The doctor recommended long-term psychotherapy.
Luckily, the injuries of the officer, I believe, were abrasions and a laceration to his left
cheek.
That's Judge Rosa again.
He almost shot a child also.
I understand that there was a child that had been there, Judge. I don't think his intent was to shoot a child. I understand that this was extremely...
The point I'm making is... In looking at the video, he's shooting at the officer. The child is in the park playing and running, and a bullet literally ricocheted in front of her, and she stopped and turned and ran the other way.
Absolutely.
I mean, the officer wasn't the only person being shot at.
For the sake of the court reporters, the judge calls for a break.
Okay, 10-minute recess.
Recess ends. And although DeAndre already pled guilty, he chooses to address the court.
All right. Go ahead, sir.
I want to apologize to those I have hurt, from the salesman down to the police officer. I never intended to put decent people in harm's way. I reacted off total emotion, in which in the end it felt as if no one could help me. It just seemed like I worked so hard to get nowhere. Really never thought I would fail the test of life, mainly. Please, Judge, don't take my life from me. I really wasn't an intentional parent and got sidetracked by all the bad that was happening to me and around me.
Okay. Thank you for your statement. So, in fashioning a sentence, the court's responsibility is to look at the gravity of the offenses, look at your character, look at the need to protect the public.
Those are the judge walks through his considerations point by point. The young girl dodging bullets on the playground, traumatized car salesman, the fact that DeAndre was convicted of an armed robbery at 16, his first-time mental health diagnosis, DeAndre's involvement at his son's school.
Obviously, your family cares about you. They're here. They support you. But other than being able to tell the court some of the things that you mean to them, there's not much that they can do to influence the outcome today. And so, in a sense, your family goes through the sentencing process with you.
30 minutes later, Judge Rosa issues his sentence. For the carjacking, 8 years in prison. And the attempted homicide count?
A 35-year sentence to be divided as 25 years initial, 10 years of extended supervision.
It's off mic, but you can faintly hear DeAndre tally up his sentences. 33 years. And it's over. He's escorted to an elevator outside the courtroom. Through the frosted window in the hall, you can see blurry orange, DeAndre's jumpsuit. His sobs fade as the elevator goes down. People silently trickle out into the hall. The Glendale officers form two long lines on either side. And then the elevator goes up, and the frosted door opens. And another black man wearing orange steps out. He's led past the Glendale cops. handcuffs locked to a chain around his waist. Moments later, Officer Guzzi walks out into the hall. He takes his time embracing every Glendale police officer. And when he gets to the end of the line, he breaks down crying. He takes a moment to compose himself before stepping in front of the TV camera.
Officer Guzzi, an emotional day, obviously. How are you feeling?
I've had better days, but I'm doing okay.
And if he's not okay, he's still doing his best.
If you're interested in connecting more with Precious Lives, we're hosting a live show on Wednesday, June 15th at the Pabst Theater. Join us for an evening of music and storytelling around the issue of gun violence. Ticket information can be found online at pabsttheater.org. Precious Lives is produced by 371 Productions in association with WUWM, WNOV, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. We're supported by the Isabel and Alfred Bader Fund and the Greater Milwaukee Foundation. Music by Kieran V.